This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode one.
What does it mean to just live?
Today we're going to explore what it means to live fully alive.
We're starting in 22 seconds.
Live life, see the good days in it, just live.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Today in this Just Live podcast, we are exploring what does it mean to just live?
What does it mean to just live? We want to welcome you to our very first. This is an inaugural? What were you saying, inaugural?
I don't know.
This is the very first podcast that we are doing, and hopefully a very long line helping you to put live back into life.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us. We just want to get started with
the question.
What does it mean to just live?
Well, the question goes back a long ways. There was this girl visiting us from another country. She was with a team, and we were doing some training with them, and she was telling her story. And the story went from some problems to striving to not sort of making the cut and feeling inferior and some identity things. And it was, we were just listening to her for quite some time.
And empathizing with her.
Definitely empathizing, walking the journey with her, having tears with her. And suddenly I heard this voice deep inside me that she just needs to live. And I turned to her and I said, hey, you need to just live. And something happened at that moment in her, but also in us.
That's right.
It's just very powerful.
She burst out crying. It hit her right in the heart spaces. Mm. And so many times since then, these concepts that we want to talk about today have arisen and are really at the core of what people really need. These two messages go together. One is just live, and the other is live fully alive. And we interchange those two concepts quite often. And we really want to unpack the foundation of where that came from.
Now, we have not always just lived. There have been some times where it was more like surviving or drowning. I remember one of the phrases that Susie and I used to say to each other is, where are you thriving? Where are you drowning today? And there was many days that were more drowning than thriving. Mm-hmm. And I think it set us on this quest to what does it really mean to just live fully alive. There's a verse in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus actually says, I have come that you may have
life
and have it to the full. And the reason was the first part of that verse has to do with the religious leaders of the day. It was all religion of control. And he was saying the thief, the religious leaders of the day, they were there stealing, killing, and destroying life. And Jesus, I mean, if you ever wondered, why did Jesus come to earth? He says it right there in John 10, 10.
That's right.
I have come that you may have
life.
So just live.
That's right. So when we began to really dive into this subject was a few years ago, mm-hmm. when we were on 100 Days to Live, we actually jumped in our Zoe car and we traveled across America for 100 days. And during that time, we were looking at scriptures in the Bible. We were getting among the trees. We were slowing down. We were kind of catching ourselves and learning so much. And that's where the concepts of this particular theme hit home and hit us so deeply and became really a soapbox message for us.
Yeah, because I think we were at a place that we were not living. I mean, it was more of survival every day.
In the drowning sector.
Yeah, more in the drowning. And we had to go back to remind ourselves, what does it actually look like to live fully life? We had to go back even to recapture some of our kids, some of those things that God had put in us that we had sort of just forgotten along the way.
And trees have been a very important part of our life, our God time, our knowing ourselves, relaxing, getting in nature. And so that's what we decided to do, go among the trees. So we packed our tent, our camping equipment, and we did this 100 days, mostly primitive camping among trees in beautiful landscapes. And it was during that time that we did a deep dive into this whole concept of life.
One of the things that really stood out to Susie and I during that time, though, is we've gone to church all of our life.
Yep.
When we were kids, it was Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and usually we were cleaning the church
and
after everyone
left. And whenever the doors were open, we were there.
We were there all the time, but we started to
different
think.
Different churches.
We never, ever remember any sermon that was about living life to the full.
Right.
Even though that's what Jesus said, I came for that, I can't to this day remember, other than when we've talked about it, it's just not been there. And I remember even in Bible college, there's this verse that was pumped into me very strongly in Bible college. It was in John 12, 25, and it says, anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. There you have it. Hate your life. Don't think about this life thing. And I started thinking, what?
And you were like, what?
What in the world's going on here? Jesus said he came that we may have life. And then here it's saying, lose your life. It just doesn't make any sense. And then I started looking up the words.
Okay, so there are three words for life. Dan's going to unpack them for us. But this is fascinating. And it really, all three of those versions of life are in this verse that you just read. Isn't that right?
Two of them are.
Two
of them
okay.
are.
Okay, yeah. So there are three words. And let's start with the word Zoe. Well, in the New Testament, it's Zoe. And in the Old Testament, the same word concept is hey.
It's a fascinating word. And it's the word that Jesus uses the most when he talks about life. There is this concept of quality, vitality, blessed by God. If you go to the Old Testament, there's this rawness. There is this vitality, I guess you would, it would be the best word to say. And this is what Jesus was saying. I have come that you may have that.
Right.
And the reality is here and now into the future. It isn't just he came to give us life sometime in heaven, sometime else, you know, when you die. It's not that concept at all. It's like right here, right now, I want you to have life. So that's Zoe. We actually named our car Zoe
because
we do life in that car.
And a few years ago, we started something called the Fully Alive Revolution. And this is a revolution of people who are living this fully alive life, this Zoe life, vitality, quality, here and now life. This life that Jesus said that he came to give us life and life to the full. And Jesus said, we can do that too.
Right.
And so this is a fully alive life. So we created a revolution of people on the journey to live this fully alive life.
Right. But this is where we get back to John 12, 25.
Take us back.
Because the word there, life, shows up three times. Two of the times, it's not using the word Zoe.
Okay.
It's using the word Suko.
Okay, so here's another one. To if you're taking notes, write it down. Zoe and He in the Old Testament. So the New Testament version of this new word is Suko, and the Old Testament version is
Nefesh. And it has to do with the fact that you have breath in you. You are biologically, psychologically alive. You are not dead. You are not in the ground. You are not dust again. You are a living being. You exist.
So you are breathing and you have a heartbeat. That's the core of it. So biologically, physically, you have life.
Okay. So when you get into this verse and you start looking at what these words mean, it just blew me away, because it's saying, if anyone loves merely existing,
This is the Suko version.
If you love merely existing, you're going to lose it. It isn't about merely existing. It isn't about keeping up with the Kardashians or looking at the movies and just living your life just to exist. It's not about that. It goes on. While anyone who hates merely existing, just breathing.
This Suko.
Because he's saying, in this world, if you don't want to just exist, if you want to have Zoe, you can find Zoe, eternal life, And this word eternal, I'm sorry to say, but when you research it, it doesn't mean forever in heaven someplace else.
Which is how we always thought our whole Christian life until recently.
The word that Jesus uses all through John, a lot in the New Testament, is this word Ionios. Ionios.
Ionios.
And what it meant, and when Jewish people were to say there are two ways to live. One is a lasting life, a life with ripple effects, a life that your living has impact in ages to come.
It goes on
in
and
the
on
generations.
And on.
Yeah.
And, like leaving a legacy almost.
Yeah. And so there were things in the Jewish culture that were just living for the moment. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have any kind of ripple effects. And so when people came to Jesus and said, I want to know about everlasting life or eternal life, they were actually saying, I want to have a Zoe life, a life of quality and vitality that has ripple effects in my life, in my children's life, in my society, that just ripples beyond myself. That's what people were asking for. So in this verse, he's saying, if you don't merely exist, if you choose to have Zoe life, your life will have ripple effects.
Okay, so I love the amplified version, and you're kind of amplifying this out for us. Can you do this verse by, instead of using Zoe, Suko, Ionios, instead of those words, can you like use the big version of what it truly means?
Well, I think if you were to translate it, it would mean something like, anyone who loves merely existing will lose their existence. But anyone who does not merely choose to exist, but chooses to have quality and vitality in their life, they will live fully alive. Their life will have ripple effects in their world, here and into the future.
Oh, I just love that. Thank you, Dan Potter, amplifying that verse out to us. These concepts of Zoe, this is the fully alive life, and Suko, the merely existing, the breathing and the heartbeat kind of a life, and Ionios, this is the lasting ripple effect, legacy type of living. That's what we want to go for, not just the existing version, but the Zoe fully alive life. And that's why we called our car Zoe. That's why we really strive for the level of Zoe fully alive life.
This is a main theme of the Bible. The Bible is a story of God. The Bible is a story of us. But the theme that runs through it from the beginning to the end, chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 22, is this whole thought of life. Mm-hmm. There are 22 of lives in the Bible. I don't know if you've ever taken time to look at this, but it's of life, I have life. Let me just read you some. Breath of life, tree of life, days of life, years of life. There's a book of life. There's an author of life, a river of life. It's a prime of life. There is the light of life, the path of life, the stronghold of my life, bread of life, assurance of life. Then I turn the card over and there's more.
Yay!
Fountain of life, God of my life, course of my life, way of life, power of life, enjoyment of life, covenant of life, word of life, promise of life, crown of life, gift of life, water of life. The whole thing is about life. And we're making this podcast to help you just live.
And we're really trying to help you put living back into life. And this is the Zoe version of living. This is the Ionios version of ripple effect, legacy type of living, fully alive. This is the just live, putting living back into life, not merely existing. And I love the verse in John chapter 20, verse 31. And this is coming to the end of the book of John, where John's telling us, like, why did he write this? And it says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. What version of life is this?
Whoa, this is actually Zoe.
This
John wrote the book that he will explain Jesus, and by you believing in him, you will have something. life.
A fully alive life. And that is the kind of living that we should have in our life. And this podcast, and really, actually, our whole existence, not merely existing, but our whole ripple effect existence, is all about helping people discover what life looks like for us individually, collectively, and how to actually live the most fully alive version of that life.
I want you to picture something in your mind, your dog, or your neighbor's dog, or a dog that your grandmother had when you were younger. You blow a whistle, and the dog looks, and it tips its head sideways. And you know it's saying, "What in the world was that?" This is what we get many times. Over the last 6 years, as we've been talking about life and fully alive, we see, especially Christians, that sort of give us that dog lean. It's sort of like crickets. And they know they should know this, but yet they're like, "Well, I have a pulse." Well, that's Suko. There's another one that the word is pneuma, which means a spirit life. But there is this Zoe life that when you begin talking about it, they almost look at you like, "Is that okay? I mean, is it really okay?"
And not only is it okay, but is it even possible?
Oh, yeah.
We've had so many discussions with people saying, "It's just not even possible. I can't even imagine that being a reality in my life." And we are learning to have that as a reality in our life.
Psalms 32 verse, I think it's 14. It actually tells us, "Love life and desire good days." Now, why don't we hear that? Why don't we hear us saying, as a follower of Jesus, you better be loving your life. Mm-hmm. Love your life.
And having good days. This sounds like quality. A fully alive Zoe kind of life. And also the just living version that we're actually talking about and promoting.
Love life and just live. Oh my.
Dan, tell us, you talked about like the different versions of life. Tell us about life in Genesis and kind of how it ends up life and really with trees. Trees is a really important aspect for us. So tell us about those two pictures that we start and end with.
Yeah. I just want you to know that there are a lot of lives, but the one that comes up the most is the tree of life. Mm-hmm. In Genesis, there is this tree of life and this tree of death,
the knowledge of good and evil.
But it is contrasted life and death all through the Bible, life and death,
yep.
Light and darkness. You go all the way through it. The tree of life shows up in the middle of the Bible. It shows up in the Psalms that wisdom is like a tree of life. It's this thing that's still alive.
And actually, we're supposed to have lives like oaks, like we're oaks of righteousness. And then Psalm 1 also talks about, "Blessed are you if you're like a tree that's by the river of living water that brings fruit in season." Mm. And leaf doesn't wither, and whatever they do prospers. This is a Zoe kind of life, isn't it?
And
this
because,
is that hay life.
Because we travel around the world, we have seen so many trees that have a plaque on it that says, "This could be the oldest tree in the world." There's a lot of those oldest tree in the world. But I'll tell you which one's the oldest tree in the world. It's a tree of life. Because in Genesis, it's there. In Revelation, it's there. At the end of Revelation,
but
there is
different
the tree
at the end.
Of life. But it's in full season. It's in full bloom. And we get to eat from that. And it's the healing for
and
the nations.
It's so
come
big.
From,
it's on both sides of the river.
Magical
it's
tree.
Huge.
It is a magical tree. If you
I'd
don't believe,
love to see that one.
I mean, the Bible's better than Disney because we do have magical trees and they're real. And I think part of eating from that tree of life is that here, right now, today, no matter what we're going through, on good days or bad days, just live is not just about good days. Neither is fully alive. It's every day.
Right.
It's a choice that we make. It has nothing to do with circumstances, though that helps. It really doesn't have to do with just the community, because your community can change as well. It is a choice every day to say, "Today I choose to live fully alive." The Bible talks about choose this day life or death. Choose
life.
That's in Jeremiah. It talks about choose life or death. When we're talking about just live, it's when you wake up in the morning and you've taken, you've You've written Just Live on your mirror in the bathroom. So, you know, when you're barely able to see what's going on, you know, there's steam on the window.
You're high-fiving yourself. You're encouraging yourself in your spirit or just trying to wake up. Just live. Yeah.
Just live. So we're going to come to you every week with little principles of how do we do this? What is this really all about? We're going to give tools and we're going to give practices and we're going to give challenges.
Life stories.
We're going to do interviews. We're going to have all kinds of things going on to help you live fully alive. It's going to be a video if you want to watch it. It's going to be a podcast if you just want to listen to it.
We also have a Just Live Festival, and it is a series of 10 plus interviews of people just asking them what it looks like for them specifically to live fully alive. Maybe some of those will end up here on this podcast as well, hopefully into the future, those ones or future episodes. But one of the questions that we ask and we really want to challenge people with is it possible to live fully alive, to just live on good and bad days? Where is God in the midst of all of those moments? And quite a number of people have conversations with us when we're encouraging them to live fully alive, and they say, it's just not possible. Well, it actually is possible to live fully alive. It might look a little bit different on hard days than it does on good days, because we have to still make these choices.
So true.
We have to speak the truth to ourselves. We have to know the truth for ourselves. We have to live in the love zone of God loving us and honoring the way He has specifically created us to live, which we don't always honor that ourselves. And that makes sometimes hard days for us. Sometimes we take too seriously the responses of people externally around us, and we forget who we are, and that makes it difficult to Definitely. Just live as well. Definitely. So these are some of the topics that just might come up in this podcast into the future. But yes, it is possible to just live fully alive as we walk with Jesus. We believe in Him and we live this life.
And the Just Live podcast is not just for you. Share it with friends, because there are many days when I hit rock bottom and Susie will turn to me and listen to what's going on, listen very carefully, and she'll just breathe out, just live. You were created to live. And your Father looks at you and says, my son, my daughter, just live.
Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. And it is our desire that as a result of this time together, you also will just live fully alive.
So next week, tune in with us, because we're going to give you the tool, not about what it means, but how to do it. Starting next week is the life cycle.
So may you live fully alive
as you love your life, your world, and your God. My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks so much for joining us.
See you next week.
Bye.